Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where the power of editing is our best friend.
You literally have no idea. I'm Cody.
I'm Tyler.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
And speaking of friends, my best friend is here in the room.
Hi.
Wow, that was...
What a lovely swell.
That was mildly unsettling.
Crescendo.
Sarah is back, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
What's up?
We literally just got back from our trip, and we're going to tell you all about it today. But before we do, before we get to our segment, before we get to anything else, one disclaimer, there's a cat in the room.
Yes, my little baby.
Mochi is here. He is currently chilling just by laying on the floor. But if you hear a cat meow, it is not Tyler. It is not Sarah. It is, in fact, a cat.
Meow. That was me.
That was Sarah. Everything I just said is now no longer valid. So Mochi's here. Hopefully he will be sweet.
He's going to be sweet.
He's just walking around. He's just chilling now. Look at him. Mm-hmm. He's looking, being all cute with his little bow tie. Two. I have a story to tell. I teased it last week.
Yes.
And now the time is here. I didn't know Sarah was going to be here when I told the story, but it worked out good because now you can get her perspective as well.
Oh, good.
I'm going to tell you guys a story of how I lost my wife.
I didn't die. I'm still here.
Well, spoiler alert. She did not die.
Spoiler.
But so last Saturday, Sarah has this thing she's been doing. She's been decorating in the name of Cottage on Jones, which is her Instagram account. You can find it in the description, a link to that. She had an appointment set up to decorate the house of one of our families in our church. And I had nothing going on that Saturday. So I was invited to go over to Matt and Brittany's house.
Friends of the show.
Yes, friends of the show. Miss them very much. So I had told them, okay, I'll come over. But Sarah, she'll be a little bit later because she's got this decorating thing going on. No big deal. It'll be fine. So I go over there, had a good time with them. Sarah never did get to come because,
of the decorating obligation.
Yeah. And that was totally fine.
Yeah, there was a chance I wasn't going to be able to make it.
Right. And they were totally cool with that. It was totally fine. So, it gets later in the evening and I'm like, I better go home, guys. I still got to get a shower, all that good stuff. So I come home and, proceed with my evening. You know, everything is well. And I've been in contact with Brother Chad because Sarah's phone has died. And it died early in the evening. So we've been without contact for a pretty good while.
Per usual.
Right. So I had been texting him just sort of being like, hey, is everything still good? Because I just need to know. My thing is I just need to know when she leaves so that I know that when she gets home, you know, the amount of time that it takes for her to get from their house to my house is only about 12 minutes or so. Yeah. So if she's, I don't know, 30 minutes goes by and she's still not here.
Oh, no.
What has happened? Well, that's exactly what took place. So I got a text from Brother Chad saying that she said, meaning Sarah said, mm-hmm. she is heading home. Mm-hmm. So to me, that means
She's heading home.
Right. Like she is leaving their house and coming here. So I'm like, okay. The time was about 15 after 9 or somewhere around in there. And so I'm like, okay, about 9:30, she should be here. Everything will be good. Because I was waiting on her to get here before I actually did get a shower and all that stuff because I didn't want, you know, if something were to happen, I got to be ready. You know how my mind works. So 9:30 comes and goes. She's still not here. 9:45 comes and goes.
Oh, no.
And she's still not here. And so I was like, well, if she's in her car, she's probably got it her phone plugged up. And I'm thinking she may have stopped and got her some food because last time I had talked to you, you still hadn't eaten. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try to call her. So I try to call her, no answer. And I am literally beside myself because it's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Sent a text. I was like, hey, you good? It never went through, showing me that her phone was still dead. I said, oh, no. And so I literally don't know what to do other than I got to go find her.
Right. Oh, gosh.
and so I leave the house, and I was like, you know what? Maybe she's in the line at Popeyes. Because we've established before on the show how the line at Popeyes takes forever.
Yeah.
And so I go check. Nobody's at Popeyes. There's like one car.
That's unusual.
It was right. Go in there and get me a little sandwich.
I was a little tempted, you know, but I was like, you know what? Wow. I better find my wife first.
Priorities.
Right. And so I was like, okay, she's not at Popeyes. Well, she may be at Wendy's because Wendy's, same thing. They may have a super long line. And so I went by there. Again, no one is at Wendy's. Now my heart rate is elevating because I'm like, where else could she be?
Golly.
And so I said, okay, I don't know what else to do other than just cover ground between here and their house. So I get on the highway, and I start making my way there, and I'm looking at all the cars that pass by. I'm looking to see if any of them are your car. None of them are. And then I think, maybe she went to Taco Bell. And so I pulled into Taco Bell. No one's there.
I think he was just scoping out these fast food joints.
Yeah, I was secretly trying to make up my mind. No, so I'm looking, and I'm looking on the side of the road. I'm looking for any sign that could be you.
Right.
And sure enough, I see ahead of me on the other side where you would have been coming home, flashers on the side of the highway. And I put that little Malibu in the wind. I was like, oh, no, she's had a wreck. She's broke down. Golly. You know, she can't call me. Whatever's going on. So I get close enough to see that it's not you. And I'm partially relieved, mostly relieved, but I still don't know what's going on. And so I make my way.
Downtown, walking fast.
Now I'm sad you said that. So I make my way down to the road where they live, and I turn on the road. First thing I see is a deer.
Oh, no.
And now I'm thinking, oh, no, she's hit a deer.
God.
And I go down this road. It's kind of a windy, hilly road they live on, and I am just flying over these hills. I'm looking. I'm like, what? Yeah. And you know, that to get airborne, I mean. With me in the car. I must be going pretty bad.
The momentum.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, didn't see her there on that road. I turned off on their actual road that their house is on, passed by the house, and she's standing in the front yard talking with. And I was so relieved, but I was also pretty aggravated. I was like, you could have just plugged your phone up. At this point, the phone, why wasn't the phone plugged up just for my sake? Because you know how I am. And so I was like, okay, the most important thing is she's good. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to go up the road here, turn around, and then go home.
Did you not stop?
I didn't stop.
Did you know it was him passing by?
I'm about to tell my perspective.
So, but before she does, because my perspective's almost done. Before she does, I didn't want it to look like, hey, where are you at? You know, I didn't want to look like, hey, I told you to be home at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I came to here to find you for you answer to me. It wasn't nothing like that. It was, I don't know where you are. Yeah. I was told you were on your way home. I don't know what's going on. And I have no way of contacting you. I don't know what else to do other than try to come find you.
Right.
And so that's what I did. I did find her. She did eventually make it home. It was great. Everything was all
okay. I did go to Taco Bell.
And she did go to Taco Bell, and she did bring
Praise
me
the
some.
Lord.
And it was great. So
he was like, I'm glad you're alive. Can you bring me a chicken quesadilla?
Which was excellent, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, more on that in a future episode, but yeah, it was good.
Well, I'm so glad I'm here to tell my perspective, because, I mean, I understand, but there was wrong information given to you.
Well, that's neither of our fault.
It's okay.
So, like you said, I was going to this house to decorate. You were going to this bonfire, whatever. There was a chance I wasn't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was done. I mean, it did take a while to do the decorating. But we were done. We started talking and talking. And my phone did die.
Yeah.
The reason why I didn't plug it up, they offered me a charger. But the reason why I didn't plug it up is because I was making my way out the door. I was like, there's a charger in my car. You know, I'm trying to leave. Yeah. You know? And so as soon as I'm like, all right, guys, another conversation started. Like 45-minute conversation.
That happens to us too.
Yeah.
I'll literally be like, all right, guys, I gotta go, and then we'll start talking about right. something.
So that happened like four times.
We all love each other so much. It's hard not to like just talk to each other.
So you text Brother Chad, hey, did her phone die? He said yes. We were laughing about that. And that's when they offered me the charger. I was like, no, I'm about to leave, whatever. Well, you text him like an hour and a half later saying, all right, well, I'm leaving Matt and Brittany's. So I told Brother Chad, I said, tell him I said, okay, I will be heading home instead of going to Matt and Brittany's. Meaning, I'm just going to go straight home. I'm not going to go by there since you're not there. He told Cody that I was heading home.
She then. Said,
period.
She said, this is a quote. She said she is heading home.
That's not what I told him to say.
And so I was like, okay, she's heading home.
Love you, Brother Chad. Just, but.
It was just a little breakdown of communication. That
look,
caused,
did
that
you
put me
see
on the
him
verge of a heart
pull
attack.
Up?
Oh, so. So I'm trying to get out the door, and I eventually made it out the door, but another conversation started outside. So right. We're talking outside, you know, like I'm talking like an hour, maybe an hour and a half we're standing out there talking. And I see this car drive by slowly, and I'm looking, and I'm like, Then I see the Lyft sticker in the back. And I knew, I was like, oh my word, that's Cody.
Busted.
And I was looking, and she said, did you think that was your husband? And I was like, oh, that would be funny. Ha, ha, ha. I'm thinking, that is him because he just turned around.
Yep, it was me.
It was him.
So y'all didn't talk about that?
No. Like, she thought it wasn't him, but she thought it would be funny if it would have been him. Well, but I knew it was
surprise.
Him.
Surprise. Yeah, it was totally me.
Man.
And with all that being said, when Sarah got home and she brought the Taco Bell, I just wanted to be known that you went on and on about how much you enjoyed the conversation, how it was
right.
So helpful. And it wasn't the story. The point of the story is not, oh, I got caught talking, you know.
No. Right.
It's just funny because Tyler and I were talking about on the last episode how, you know, he is not opposed to going away without a phone.
Right.
And I had told the listeners, I'm going to tell you a story where this is what happened with Sarah. She didn't have, you might as well have not have had your phone.
Right.
And this is how it can affect someone else in your life.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I didn't know if you were alive or dead. I mean, that's extreme, of course. And I'm
in my defense, you could have called Brother Chad and been like, is she still there? If not, I need to look for her.
Well, in my defense, he had already been in contact with me for, I felt like, and I know that it wasn't a bother to him, but it's like, okay,
yeah,
he's already told me she's on her way home.
Right.
20 minutes later, do I call him again or text him again?
Did
and say,
she really
hey,
leave?
Did she really leave? Because she's still not here. And And all I could hear would be like, yeah, bro, I told you she's on her way home. Like,
oof.
I didn't want to look. I didn't want it to look the way that it ultimately kind of wound up looking anyway.
I ended up feeling really bad about how it happened because you were so sad and upset. Not mad, but just upset in general.
I was just upset. It's a bad feeling not knowing.
Yeah. You're already like so protective of me.
I really am. And it's hard to not. It's one thing because we've all established in this room, all three of us are on the same in the same Life 360 circle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's one thing to be able to look. Hey, she's still there. No problem.
Yeah.
Because I know that she's still there. Her phone's alive. We're good. But when your phone dies, it doesn't update
you. Right.
Right.
And so even if something would have happened, I would have not known where you were. I would have not known if you were conscious or unconscious.
Right.
I wouldn't have known where to come to. And that's why my mind immediately went to, I've got to just go try to find her.
Yeah.
Because for all I know, she could be in a ditch with a dead phone, you know? So that's where my mind went to. That's what it's like to be Cody and to have someone in your life that you love.
Lord.
Jeez. So,
the stress.
I was just talking.
I know. We're just having a good time. And she really did, y'all. She got home and she was like, oh, my word. We talked about so much stuff. And it was so needed. I love them. I miss them so much. And I was like, I'm sad because
he was emotionally unstable for a few hours.
I was just like, it's fine, like it's ultimately okay because you're here, but like, man, that feeling, bro,
yeah,
of like not knowing,
yeah,
it's terrible. But anyway,
well, until next week.
So there it is, there's the story. Hope you enjoyed it. That was some of my misery for your amusement.
You know, it's funny you say that. I almost made our podcast where something where our misfortune is your entertainment or something like that.
That's
funny that you mentioned that.
We should just make that the official tagline.
Right. Our misfortune, your entertainment.
Well, speaking of entertainment, we have a segment to get to.
Let's go.
One's got to go.
This week in One's Got to Go.
I'm so excited.
Your boy, I got something for y'all.
You're bringing us the options.
Really?
I'm bringing the options to y'all. And it's so funny because we haven't done a One's Got to Go since the last time Sarah was home. But it was scheduled for this episode.
It was not planned that way.
No, like, it was not. So it's cool. But how sweet it is. So this time we're going to do basically, I guess, just stores. This is, okay. I'm going to list to you four stores.
Oh, my.
And
we know one that's going to be on there.
Four stores, and one of them's got to go. Are y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay. So the first one, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, gosh.
Dirt Cheap.
Ooh.
Wee.
Target.
Ooh. No.
Walmart. Hey, I know you're kind of.
I almost had the instant. I know. I was going to say, but now I don't.
But think about it. That's why Walmart's on the list. One's got to go.
I was almost just like, Walmart, bye.
Right.
Yeah. But then it's like, there's some stuff that like I can only get at Walmart, you know?
Well, and consider where you live.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't just go to Target.
Yeah, but I can't, like, here's the thing. Like, Dirt Cheap's staying, of course.
Yeah, it has to stay.
Okay, so Dirt Cheap is here.
Mm-hmm. I love Target. I get 99.9% of my clothes from Target.
And the other are Dirt Cheap.
Well, the Dirt Cheap clothes are Target
or
brand.
Or Target, yeah.
So, I mean, so it's like, I could confidently say 100% of my clothes come from Target.
that's funny.
But Walmart, like it had, like I get my peanut butter there.
Yeah, but you can get peanut butter at Target.
Yeah, but I don't know. Target
so
groceries
far away.
Are expensive,
and Target is so far away. Like if he where he lives now, if he sees he's out of peanut butter, mm-hmm. you just go to Walmart.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you can't go to Walmart because on this podcast you said Walmart's got to go.
Logically, I want to say Hobby Lobby, but the second I say that, I'm going to need something.
You're
going to
need
Hobby
something.
Lobby. I'm going to want to redecorate my house.
And I'm going to add a little bit of spice to this.
Oh my.
When you choose which store has got to go, you can't send somebody to go get something for you from this store.
So it's gone forever.
It's gone out of your life forever.
All locations
for the rest of your life. And you can't send someone to go get, so because you know like how Target has like exclusive stuff and you know whatever, right. You can't.
I think I'm going to say Walmart.
Really?
I would say Walmart.
I think I'm going to say Walmart because here's the thing. I can go to Piggly Wiggly. I can
for
go to
your
Dollar
groceries,
General.
Yeah.
I can go to Target on my lunch break.
I can live without Walmart.
Yeah, I need to have Target and Hobby Lobby.
Target is an experience for me.
Yeah,
it's
Target's
self-care.
Where it's at.
Target is self-care. Is that
for sure? Like I go to Target for self-care. I don't go to grocery shop.
Literally, whenever I lived in Hattiesburg, like on my days off, I would go like a day out would be me going to Target, getting a coffee, and getting some Chinese food.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that was my day out.
So both of y'all are saying Walmart's got to go.
Yeah.
Yep. What about you, bro?
Oh, for me,
we know.
Literally any of them but Walmart could go. But honestly, if I had to pick, because obviously, it'd probably be Dirt Cheap.
Yeah.
Because Target, it's not my preferred store, it does have an electronics section.
And whereas, Hobby Lobby has like office stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dirt Cheap is just a dumpster fire that's not on fire yet. So it's just a dumpster.
Hater.
Right.
I've saved you lots of money shopping at Dirt Cheap.
That's true.
Yeah. But if I wanted to go to Dirt Cheap to buy anything, it's not there.
That's true. You can't, but you can't go to Dirt Cheap like looking for something.
Right.
You have to go and let Dirt Cheap show you what you're supposed to have.
I guess
here, this is for you.
Maybe that's how I'm doing.
90% off.
Right.
It's also 80% missing.
That's a fact.
Oh man.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Interesting.
Very interesting that y'all would choose to do without Walmart. But
yeah. Peace out, Walmart.
Bye.
Okay. So now on to the main topic: our vacation, our anniversary trip. We've been married for 5 years, y'all.
Not me.
We've not been married to Tyler.
That's correct. Might as well have been.
Yeah.
I've pretty much been there.
We're been our child.
Right. We're all in this together at this point.
So we're going to just sort of walk you through what happened on our trip. There's a few things that kind of stand out. Then there's a lot of stuff that doesn't. But stick around because the things that stand out, they're pretty funny.
Well, yeah. And listener, I will be hearing this for the first time as well.
Yeah.
So I'm very
we
excited
literally
to unpack
just
this.
Got back when we haven't told Tyler
yes,
anything.
I know. It's killing me. So let's let's get into this.
Okay. So the first thing we did, we left the house and we made our way to Georgia.
Right.
What's the name of the place? The part of Georgia we were in? Is it
Woodbury?
Woodbury, that's what it
is. It's a very, very small town in the middle of nowhere.
You can't even get there from here. You got to go.
Was it a cute small town?
Yes.
You know what? Fun fact about this place, their kind of claim to fame there is a lot of The Walking Dead was shot there.
All of The Walking Dead.
Really? Okay.
So,
shot there, yeah.
If I had seen that show, I'd probably appreciate
that. Well, right. That's the thing, is I told her that we were talking to Sister Harrington, and I was like, you know, I never did get into that show, right. But you can't help but be aware of it.
Right. Well, it's such a big name show.
Exactly.
She gave us some really interesting facts. Like, she had an office down there where they were filming, and they purposely let the grass get high. Wow. And like let the buildings not get pressure washed
and it's kind of
for the show.
It is kind of unfortunate because for people that visit that don't know this, it kind of looks like the town is just run down. But it's not. It's a movie set.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So we get there.
But the reason why we went there is because my brother and sister-in-law live there.
Oh, wow.
And so we were like, let's make a pit stop there. See their children.
And they were nice enough to let us stay there.
Yes.
And we on that note, we stayed in the coldest room in the house.
Yes.
Really?
Which was so, nice. So very nice.
Oh, yes.
The bed was comfortable.
Yeah, it was.
We had just a great time. The only thing, and I'm not complaining by no means because, I mean, they let us stay there.
Yeah.
The only thing about it was... there was like this dresser that was on one side of the bed where we couldn't like, so if you walk into the room, the headboard of the bed is against the right wall. And then on the other side of the bed, furthest from you, between you and that side of the bed is this dresser.
Yeah.
And we just can't get it. So we were having to like crawl over it and all this stuff. It was funny. But we stayed there that night, got up and visited with Sister Harrington and the kids for a little bit that morning. And then... we made our way to Asheville.
Yes.
Now, you've been to Asheville before with us.
Yeah. Correct. That was a great time. That's another podcast.
Yeah. So, we went. This was a day where we didn't have anything scheduled.
Planned, yeah.
The only thing scheduled was at that night.
To make it to Asheville to spend the night.
Right. We had our Airbnb booked.
Right.
And so, what we did was we left there and we just... slowly made our way.
We were like, we have all day. We'll drive through the mountains. We'll go around Atlanta to go through the mountains purposely. It was an extra like 2 or 3 hours, but we had all day.
Right.
So that was the plan. Now, Tyler.
So we chose. You know how when you put in a address on maps, it gives you like a few options?
Right.
So we chose the longer one for a reason, to go past Atlanta.
It literally went through. There was two cities we wanted to go through.
Yeah.
It went through both of them.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's
pick
this.
That's the route.
Yeah. So, and we did this. And to just make double sure...
we even checked twice.
We checked it, and I showed it to Sarah.
Right.
I said, this is the right one, right?
Right.
She's like, yeah, this is the right one. So it took us...
so we're going, you know, we did have to go through Atlanta a little bit. I knew that, like just dip into it.
Yeah.
So we hit some traffic, and we're like, okay, whatever. Hit some more traffic. About an hour later, we're still in Atlanta, and I didn't say anything. I just pulled out my phone, and I look. We're already through Atlanta.
Oh, God. Something has happened to where the route that we were supposed to be on, it at some point, it changed.
Yeah.
And it put us...
rerouted
us. The other one, the shorter one.
Yes.
It put us on the shortest route. And we were literally... We have driven through Atlanta in this bumper-to-bumper traffic. And Atlanta, I know we have listeners there. I love you. I appreciate you. You're the best. Your traffic is terrible. And
terrible.
I believe we can all just acknowledge that. But so we've made our way, and I'm thinking, you know, it's taken a long time, but we're also in Atlanta, and I don't really know the route that, you know, I'm not looking at the map. I'm following the GPS. I don't realize we've driven all the way through Atlanta. So she realizes it. She breaks the news to me, and she's like, Mochi's jumping around. So if you hear
guys,
it's all good. He's just having a look at it. He's having a good time with his little bow tie. So she tells me, she's like, it has made us go all the way through Atlanta, and we've missed the opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, we had missed them.
Are you serious?
And I was so upset.
She was upset, and I was upset because I was looking forward to seeing these places. And so I said, well, let's just go back.
That's what I'm talking
let's
about.
Let's just.
I was like, no.
She's like, no, we're not doing that. I'm like, oh, why? Where are we gonna go? We got all day, and we have our only planned thing is where we have to sleep tonight.
Right.
And so we put it in the GPS.
Wow.
And we literally turned around and we circled back around.
I got to say, though, I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yeah. Bro, you're going to be, before this podcast
oh,
is
you're
going to
be proud.
You are excited. Tyler, I'm having a great time.
You're
going to
be so proud of your brother. And listener, if you've been hanging out with us for a while, you are going to be so proud. Yes.
If you literally heard our like last episode.
God has done a work.
I'll give this a little teaser. There came a point in time where Sarah said, who are you and what have you done with my husband?
And I said, I kind of like it.
So I was like, let's do this. So we did. We turned back again.
Wow.
It took a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But we got to see the little city we were wanting to see.
Nice.
And but... Uh-huh. I was like, thank God we did this because Cody was driving.
Yeah.
We get to the city and I'm like, it was already beautiful. The trees were beautiful, but we were driving and Cody says, oh my word.
So I'm driving and I did like a little, you know how you just like look the stuff on side of the road and I'm driving and I look to my left and then I do like a quick double take. I said, oh my word. She's like, what? I said, it's a Sasquatch museum.
Yes.
And Trey.
Right.
And Sarah, to her credit, she was like, really? Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, really?
Hashtag we believe.
We believe, as you know. And so, no, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to your... So we turn around. Luckily, the turnaround was literally like right there.
Right. It wasn't a few hours away.
Right. We did not have to drive back through Atlanta to get to the museum. So we turn around. We go into the Sasquatch Museum. It's just a little, I mean, it's not like,
it's like
small.
A little building.
It was bigger than I thought it was going to be based on the outward appearance of the building.
Right. It was like $10 a ticket.
It was super cheap and it some really cool stuff.
It really was cool.
That's
so cool.
It had like recorded sound. First of all, a lot of the stuff a lot of stuff in the museum had been donated by people who possess this evidence.
Wow.
And so some of the people are like big names in the Bigfoot community. Other are just people who said, hey, I have this and I want to donate it to this and let people see it and share the love, I guess.
Right.
And so we're making our way through. We're listening to sounds. We're listening to people's stories of encounters they had. We're looking at like the casts and stuff of the feet prints and everything. And then we come up on this little box that's just kind of, if you don't look, you could easily miss it. It's this box that's got this mummified, dried hand. It's a huge hand, and it I don't know if you've ever seen like a deer hide, like a hide, you know, like a, it dries out and gets like super tough.
Yeah.
This hand has this on it.
Really?
It's a dry, so you can see that there's hair on it. You can see there's hide. There's a fingernail on one of the fingers still.
Hmm.
And it's huge. And they said that this was found, and they did like tests on the DNA and stuff, and it was yada yada yada.
Yeah,
it's a Sasquatch hand, is what they're saying it is.
Yeah,
and we saw
we believe
we saw a bunch of other stuff, and so we're making our way through, and we come to the end of it, and I got some socks, some Sasquatch socks, because you know I like socks,
right?
And so we're making our way out. And I was like, wow, that was so cool. And Sarah was like, yeah, that is really cool. And I said, so did you see anything that maybe piqued your interest, that maybe changed your mind about? Because she has been very clear about the fact she doesn't believe. That's fine. And she was like, I mean, the hand was pretty interesting. And I was so happy, Tyler.
Yeah.
I was like, really? She's like, yeah, I mean, it's.
It was cool.
It's there. Like, right. There it is. It's not a human hand.
No, you know? It was much bigger.
Yeah, it was huge. And some of the casts they had, man, of like handprints and stuff, it was just nuts. But so we did that. And what was the next thing we did?
We made it to Asheville.
We did. We made it to Asheville.
The ride from Blue Ridge, that was gorgeous. Where the museum was, to Asheville was beautiful.
It was absolutely beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Wow.
So we made it to Asheville, and we had been in contact with the guy who his home is the Airbnb that we were staying in.
It was our first time staying in a private room of an Airbnb.
Yeah. So she's been.
I was very confident in it. Like, it had hundreds of reviews.
Which is important.
Yeah.
Yes.
It had hundreds of reviews over a span of several years. And so I was comfortable. She was comfortable. The guy had been in communication with us over the app. And we had kind of sent him a message saying, hey, we're planning on getting dinner tonight to celebrate our anniversary. We're looking for steakhouses. Do you have any recommendations? And he had kind of been MIA for a few minutes. Come to find out, it's because he was personally calling around and trying to find like a place for us to eat. And he reported back with, hey, I called these places. Everywhere's kind of full. They've got this wait time. They've got this and that. And so that gesture was super nice. It was so nice.
How sweet.
Of him. Thankfully, we were able to find a place to go. It was a place in Asheville called Bone and Broth.
Oh
yeah. I saw that on y'all's Instagram.
Word.
And,
it sounds good.
It was so good.
So.
it was a little fancy for Cody. Not the actual restaurant, but the menu.
Really?
Yeah, the menu. I was over here. Like, it had these. Like, they had fries, but they weren't called fries. They were called, like, frites.
That's what fancy restaurants call fries.
Well, that's dumb. They're French fries.
Papas fritas.
And so we're here in Asheville. We're at Bone and Broth, but we've missed a critical part of the story.
Uh-oh.
When we were on our way to Asheville, it was getting a little time. It was getting time for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
And so I'm driving, and we're making our way, and Sarah's like, well, what do you want? And I said, perhaps Chick-fil-A?
I thought he was joking.
And she thinks I'm joking.
I was like, no, and we don't have to get that. I know you don't like it. Whatever.
And I was like, but what if I want Chick-fil-A? And she's looking at me with this look.
Jaw drops.
It's like, what's the joke? I don't get it.
I was like, I'm feeling a little willy-nilly.
Happens.
and so we stop and we get lunch at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And here, I'm going to tell you what I got. Because my views on Chick-fil-A have been made clear. They're evolving.
Good.
You just never get full off of Chick-fil-A.
I understand
that. With that being said, this time whenever we went, I ordered the 12 count nuggets.
Yes.
I ordered the 12 count nugget meal.
Yes.
So that means I got 12 nuggets
and
with
fries, and,
fries
a drink.
And a drink.
Yes.
And a chicken sandwich.
Okay. Feel
and
that.
And so I got it. Chicken sandwich is not as good as Popeye's, but I consumed it. I enjoyed
spicy deluxe.
I enjoyed Chick-fil-A sauce with it.
Nice.
We tried every single sauce.
Saw that.
So let me just tell you this includes me. I tried new sauces at Chick-fil-A.
Polynesian.
I tried that.
Shout out to Brennan.
Didn't really care about it.
He didn't like the Polynesian.
I didn't like that. I did like the, what's the one that's basically just Asian zing?
Sweet sriracha or something like that.
I did like that one, but I didn't want it with
what you're eating.
Yeah. So I voluntarily went to Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
I enjoyed myself, had a great time.
This trip was really transformative for you.
I know, right? Well, wait, there's more. and the reason I was reminded of that, I foolishly forgot, is because fast forwarding now back to Bone and Broth.
Yeah.
We're sitting there. I've already been a little wild that day.
A little willy-nilly.
I've already been a little willy-nilly that day. And so Sarah orders this steak that's got like blue cheese all over it.
Disgusting. So good.
Disgusting.
I had never had blue cheese,
you
but I was like,
continued to not have.
Well, I knew he wouldn't like it. I even told him, I was like, you're not gonna like it.
Well, I agree fully.
You should have texted me.
But the point is, no, you don't understand, bro. If I would have had a question about it, like, Tyler, should I or should I not? It wasn't about that. It was about, you know what? I'm gonna do it.
Oh God,
I'm feeling a little.
Do that about stuff that we say is good.
And so, well, she was saying it was good.
That's Sarah.
I took a piece of the steak that had the blue cheese on it. I ate it. I instantly regretted it.
He was like, it tastes like dirt.
It literally tastes like earth. It
tastes like feet.
It was really, well, I don't know what feet taste like.
It tastes like what feet smell like.
That's accurate. That's very accurate.
Gosh, no
yummy.
We haven't actually tasted feet.
Look at Mochi being so sweet.
I know, little angel.
So I tried blue cheese. I can add that to my list, which I do have here.
Gross.
So good.
So
that was one of my favorite meals ever.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the restaurant more than Cody did, I think.
Oh, yeah, you really did. Well, I mean, to me, again, it just wasn't the best steak I've ever had. Longhorn is still at that tier. It's just,
really?
Bro, it's so good. It is, I could do a whole time. I could do a whole.
But I digress. Yeah.
So we did that. And I'm going to try not to do this again, but we have skipped another part.
Oh, my word.
Sometime between Chick-fil-A that morning / noonish.
Yeah.
And getting to Asheville, Sarah decided she wanted some coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
From
Dunkin' Donuts.
And she gets it, and it's not just any coffee. It's some kind of pumpkin.
It's just a pumpkin iced coffee.
So we go through. Bossic. She gets it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She gets the coffee, and we're making, and I was like, first of all, my question was, is this going to make you jittery?
She's like, no. I'm like, no.
She's like, no, it's fine. And so we order the coffee. We're making our way. And it's kind of, we didn't listen to music or podcasts the whole time. There were some times when it was just quiet and we were just with our own thoughts. You would have been tortured.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Like I got sad thinking about that.
So we're making our way and I kind of looked over at her and I'm looking at the coffee. And she's like, do you want to try it?
You did not.
I said,
he wants to try it.
I said, heavens. I really don't, but I'm feeling a little willy-nilly.
is that his persona he takes on when he tries new things?
Yes, he was willy-nilly all weekend.
And wow. So I took this coffee and
we have a video.
There's a video. And I'm
assuming it was a negative reaction.
I'm going to play just a little bit of the audio for you here today.
Disgusting.
You have to upload the video now.
Well, I'm going to put it on our Instagram at the right time. But for the sake of those that are here with us now, here's some of the audio from that.
Really?
Oh, my word.
This got it.
It is so bad. Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean?
It's so nasty.
What don't you like about it?
The taste. Everything.
What? Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's so bad.
Look, and to your defense, you don't really drink coffee anyway.
I don't. Dude, this tasted.
No, he doesn't at all.
This tasted literally like pumpkin dirt. So it wasn't
delicious.
And that part at the end of the video where I'm not really saying anything, I'm sitting there with my hand just over my mouth, trying not to think about it.
So after he drinks this coffee, he's like, it's a bad taste in my mouth. And we had nothing to drink in the car. And he's like, oh, it's so nasty. So all of those Chick-fil-A sauces.
No, you did not. You did not. Disgusting. Disgusting.
There was a barbecue sauce.
Ew.
I took the barbecue sauce and I just kind of opened it up a little bit and I did a little dabby dab with my tongue.
Oh my gosh, that's so nasty.
It was so gross.
Look, I had to do something, man.
I know
it was so bad.
I know we're running a little long, but I need to tell you this little quick story of something that happened to me over the weekend.
Oh, please do.
I went to a party at a friend's house, and they had a bunch of food out. You know?
Oh, good.
And so I'm going through there. I got me some nachos, ooh, got some chili, got a salad.
Ooh.
Gross. And then, look, I was going to finish it all up with a slice of pie. And I was like, this pie looked great. It was like, I don't know what, I don't know how to describe it, but it looked like it had chocolate chips in it.
Ooh.
And that it was made with like cookie dough and stuff. I was like, oh my gosh. I was so excited. I took a slice of pie. I went and sat down. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a slice of this pie first, and then I'm going to eat the rest of my food. I got me a big old fork full, put that junk in my mouth. It was meat pie.
Oh no.
Would I tell you that sloppy Joe meat it was chewy, it was cold,
pie?
It was pie crusted Like, it was like sloppy Joe textured. I think there were raisins in there.
What chocolate kind of party you going to?
the chocolate chips were like raisins.
Was it an accident?
Somebody made it.
Look, I'm not trying to be unkind.
No, to the defense of that person, had I been expecting a meat pie, one, I probably would have got it. But two, I probably would have been more prepared to eat a meat pie. But it was cold and chewy. No. And here's the thing. There was so many people around me, I couldn't spit it out.
No.
And the thing about it is, it's like, I'm not going to be able to get this down.
You had to swallow it?
Oh, no. Because, look, I eat
a lot
of stuff. And I admit, some of it can be kind of nasty. But this, I couldn't swallow it. I was like, I can't do it.
You need some guac to wash it down.
Casey looked over at me. She goes, is it good? I was like, I just shook my head no while I'm still chewing this big old mouthful of sloppy Joe raisin pie. Look, I made sure nobody was looking. I turned around and went,
on the should ground. Have washed it down with some barbecue sauce.
That's what I did.
No, disgusting. No, instead I washed it down with black coffee.
Well, that's probably worse.
That's what happened to me.
Bless your heart, bro. Gross. That is literally worse than like think like you go to the McDonald's or whatever and you order a Coke
and you get like a Diet Coke like, or something
or a sweet tea
or a flat sweet tea,
thinking that you're getting a Coke.
Yeah, like,
that's the worst.
Yeah. So that was just, I understand where you're coming from,
bro. It was so bad. I hate that for you, man. I'm sorry that happened. So I tried the blue cheese. Ugh. I also tried chimichurri.
I haven't even tried chimichurri.
Oh, I tried it.
It was so good.
I tried it night.
For all the listeners that don't know, because I clearly know what it is.
It's
what
an acidic herb sauce.
Tastes like grass.
Okay, yeah. I think I've seen that.
It's so good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a bright green.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. Yeah.
I really wanted to like it because it was it's very pretty. Like you see on Instagram, well, I see on my Instagram feed lots of pictures of meat. And so you see that stuff like spread out over like the strips of steak. And I've always said to Sarah, I would love to try that. Like it looks so good.
I really thought you would like it.
I really wanted to like it. But I just didn't. It wasn't great.
Yeah. It was really good.
But I did try it because I was feeling a little willy nilly.
Wow. Willy nilly. I'm me and him.
Yeah.
Can vibe.
Yeah. I know, right? So we did that. It was really, really good. Let's talk about our dessert we had that night.
Ooh.
Was because it a cheesecake?
No.
It was literally. Okay.
So she gave.
Sorry, go ahead.
She gave the dessert options because I was like, it's our anniversary. Yeah. Let's get dessert.
Let's live a little.
And we also had a little strategy.
Oh, yeah. We were like, oh, it's a fancy restaurant. I bet they would give us a free dessert if they knew it was our anniversary.
Yeah.
So I was like, when she comes back, ask her about the dessert options and then say, well, we might as well. It's our anniversary.
Yeah. Wow, y'all shady.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work.
No. So it was just like
$14.99.
Yeah, it was literally like $10. But it was worth it, man.
So happy anniversary.
She was like, she listed a bunch of options, nothing that Cody would like, but she got to a brownie option.
She started with the brownie.
That was a second option.
Oh, that's right, because the first one was the special.
Yeah, it was a strawberry cheesecake thingy.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I would have chosen that.
Right, same. Anyway. Stop, I need to hear no more.
Right. So the brownie, I was like, okay, let's get the brownie.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a regular brownie.
Mm-mm.
It was like, had a crust, but not like a homemade brownie. It was like something special. And the inside was gooey. The most amazing part of it is they, what did they do? They like.
They take Nutella. And they
freeze it.
They dry it. They like dehydrate the Nutella
into a powder.
It's a powdered Nutella, and it's all over this brownie and ice cream.
It was good.
This brownie, like she said, had a crust.
My mouth
is
literally watering.
Mine too. Y'all have eaten. I haven't.
That's true.
So it was like you break the thin crust on the outside, and then the rest of the inside is like just this gooey brownie. It was gone very soon.
Yeah.
So we had that. That
wow,
was really
that sounds
good.
So good.
Mm-hmm. So I had one of the best things and one of the worst things of my life at the same restaurant.
Wow.
I couldn't see any of it because it was very dark.
It was dark.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say because I was temporary blind because
oh,
the coffee.
And something that happened at the restaurant. There was a group of guys sitting at a table. It was probably like six guys.
Oh, you might have to censor this a little bit. Just because of the trigger warning, like people have weak stomachs.
Okay, well, I'm going to mention vomiting, trigger warning.
You've been warned.
So there's a group of guys, and they were sitting near the bathroom.
Yeah.
They were just obnoxious.
Yeah, they were obnoxious, laughing, whatever. They ordered mussels, and I guess one of them didn't like it. Because
they didn't have any.
Right.
He gets up, goes to the restroom, and throws up on the floor in the doorway of the bathroom.
Really?
I see all of this because I'm facing it. Cody didn't see it. So.
Thank God.
They are laughing about it and sit back down. Like, didn't even clean it up.
Are you serious?
So people started going to the restroom. Like, men started going to the restroom and, walking back out. And, the workers had to go and, clean it. And they were laughing about it. I was like, are you serious?
That's terrible.
They were, making jokes about it. I was like, these rude
And see,
people.
They were already very punchable, this Stop. Group of guys. And then when you find that out, it's like, oh, man, y'all are the ones.
And it
y'all
was a girl cleaning Ghost. It up. And I'm like, really? Yeah.
They thought it was so funny. And I'm like, really, dudes? Like, when I found out after, I was glad I didn't know while I was there because I would have been upset.
Yeah.
But anyway, that happened. So we go back to the Airbnb that night. Arnie's chilling in his living room. And he's like, how was it? And we were like, it was really good. We talked about the social distancing stuff they had in place. And he was like, oh, really? Usually it's all crowded. And we were like, no, there was nobody there. And so he was like, all right, well, cool. I'm glad y'all had a good time. We go straight to the room. Tyler, your brother is a big man.
Correct.
I do not enjoy being warm when I sleep.
It was so hot.
It was so hot.
Are you serious? And this I thought you were about to tell me it was cold.
No.
Oh, no.
This bed.
It was so hot.
This bed was the smallest bed in America.
Bullsheets.
It was a full bed.
It was a full bed.
So we're used to a king.
Yeah.
We've slept on a queen when we got married, so we're cool with a queen. But to go from a king...
To a full.
Well, for it to be a full bed.
You must think I'm a fool.
Right.
Well, and for it to be a full bed and it's hot.
Yeah.
So we did we
just laying straight on your back looking up. Right. Like, that sheds a single tear.
We've talked about before. I don't know if we've done it on the podcast, but we've talked about before, if you had to live without AC, you could have a fan blowing on you and you'd be good.
Right.
This is not the case.
No.
Because we had a fan. Thank God, thank the Lord above, there was a fan in the closet of our room, and I found it, and I was like, we're saved. Because we can put this fan to where it's blowing on us. We have fans in our room. We'll be great.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hot rooms. It's not very cool.
Oh, okay, stop.
Stop. Sorry, I'll let you catch your breath.
I'm going to bed. No, so we put this fan. It is just not working. It's blowing fine, but it is so hot. We took Benadryl to go to sleep.
Yeah.
We just had to because there would have been no going to sleep. Eventually, the fan went from being at the foot of the bed over on Sarah's side to literally on my side blowing directly on me.
Oh, gosh. And didn't make you sick?
And it didn't. Well, no, it didn't make me sick because it wasn't doing anything.
It was just pushing more hot air,
and it wasn't. Ugh. So we woke up the next morning, and thank God, we wake up
early because we're just ready to get. And he was so nice.
Oh, and it was nothing. It wasn't his fault.
They're used to living that way, Up there, they have cool air, they don't have humidity and all of that, so they're used to it.
Here's where I was though. I told Sarah, I was like, "There's a possible solution." I noticed that in the hallway. Just a few feet from our room, the door of our room, is the thermostat.
No.
Would I be out of line?
Yes.
I was like, yes, Cody. It was like midnight. I don't know by this time.
I was like, I could go in there and just bump it down a little bit.
He's like, no.
And she's like, you can't do that. This is his house.
It's going to go.
Well, she was like.
You could hear that joke.
Well, she was being like. She had obviously still had some humanity left. I had lost all of mine.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is his house. This is his home.
Yeah.
You can't just go adjust. I was like.
Just a man's thermostat. Like,
but I'm sweating.
Gross. My eyelids were sweating.
It was so hot, disgusted. Bro.
Those are called tears.
Yeah. I had lots of tears.
It was like tears.
And so we eventually fell asleep, woke up, and left. Like he never came out of his room. Like he was, I guess, still sleeping or whatever. But we left a little note in the book where everybody had been signing and let him know, we appreciate you. We left a good review on Airbnb.
Yeah.
He left a good review of us.
Oh, wow.
He was like, they're such a sweet couple. I was like,
Thanks, he was Arnie. The nicest dude. We talk about often someone you can share a fruit roll up with.
Yeah.
I could easily just chill with Arnie. Very cool guy. So we get up the next day and we leave. Left him a little review in his book. He left us a review on Airbnb. We did the same for him. Great guy.
Yes.
So wow, y'all say that at the same time? Wow.
Unison.
Wow.
Unison.
Unity.
Wow. So we get up, we leave, we go to this little, it's not a zoo.
It's like a nature center.
Oh, wow.
It was a zoo.
Let's just really? Call it what it was.
It didn't have like giraffes.
But they literally had.
Were there caged animals?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a zoo.
Well, they literally had like pamphlets, not pamphlets, but like, you know how like zoos have things you can read? They had some defending zoo. Well, it wasn't like
brochures.
It wasn't. It was like charts hanging Flyers. Up out and about. Like
okay.
What do they call that? Descriptions.
Wallpapers?
No, it was like
posters.
Plaques. They had that's the word. They had these big plaques hanging up everywhere, basically saying not all zoos are the same, and you know, yada yada yada.
Like they called it a nature center.
It was absolutely a zoo.
Yeah, if you have animals in cages, it's a zoo.
Yeah, we went. We enjoyed it. It was great.
It was really cool. Actually,
it was a little warm. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing that you're not used to at this point.
Yeah. The reason why we went to the zoo is because our tickets to the Biltmore wasn't until 3:15.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's go do something. We ended up walking a lot at the zoo.
It was more than I think either of us anticipated. Yeah,
and walking off that brownie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the brownie got walked off, trust me.
And we're up on a mountain, so everything's at an incline. So I'm already, like, the first animal, I'm like...
Yeah, I'm done. Time to turn around and go
back.
I'm
over here trying not to just... I'm making sure... Because, you know, again, we've established how I am. I'm making sure that she don't slip. I'm making sure that I
don't... That was the whole trip.
That I don't slip. But anyway, we had a good time. We left there. We were like, you know what? We've got time to get something to eat before we go.
Praise God.
And up to this point, we've been eating like everywhere we've eaten has been local, except for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We wanted to find somewhere local to go. So we find this place called Iconic.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, that's a dumb name. Like, why is it called Iconic? Like, wow, what a loser.
Yes.
And it turns out they have a really cool concept of their restaurant.
I guess you can consider it Iconic.
I will literally eject you from this room. Look at Mochi. You're making him upset. His tail's wagging. So what they have, their menu consists of iconic dishes from different states.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, town.
Were there 50 dishes on the menu?
Tyler, no. I will literally slap you.
No, I mean like a beef for real.
No.
They had several.
Like they had...
Idaho potatoes.
Chicago dog.
Oh, wow.
Philly cheesesteak.
The New Yorker Reuben. That's
cool. Yeah.
Miami Cuban sandwich.
Kentucky fried chicken.
No.
I don't know.
They didn't have that because I would have gotten that.
What else do they have?
They had all kind of stuff. We wound up, so back to the trying things. I was like, you know what?
We're here. Did Willy Nilly come visit?
Yes.
I was like, we're here. I see a Chicago dog on the menu.
Heaven.
Now, Chicago dog has relish.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of other things on there that I've never had before on a hot dog. So I was like, Sarah, let's order one in addition to our meals.
Oh, which, gosh.
And let's share.
Right.
And so
sure.
We did. And wow. I tried it.
How do you feel?
I had one bite.
Yeah. I think actual Chicago dogs would have been better. But this particular restaurant,
it had peppers on it. I don't know if that's a typical thing.
It is a typical thing.
Well, it was very pepper forward.
Yeah.
It was hot.
So it's not the relish didn't.
I really didn't taste the relish, I'd guess. It was very, the peppers were very strong to me.
Yeah.
So, but I did try it. And also, for an appetizer, we got cheese curds.
Were they superior to potatoes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I loved them.
Were they like bigger?
They were too crunchy.
They were crispy on the outside.
Ooh.
Whereas B-dubs is kind of like,
I like the softness.
Well, I guess it's a matter of opinion. To me, they were better. And to me, the marinara sauce was definitely better than B-dubs.
I feel that.
So they brought out, though, this some sort of jam with it.
A nice jam?
Yeah, it was a jam. They were like, so our chef, you know, yada, yada, he wanted to send this out. Your feedback is appreciated because we're trying to find out, like, things we can do. And so try that, too. Yeah.
It was good.
It was okay.
But what kind of jam was it?
I don't know.
It was some kind of...
It was just jam.
Purplish, grayish. Yeah.
It wasn't grape. It may have been like blackberry jam.
It probably was.
Boysenberry.
But we told them about the caramel. And she was like, what?
Her eyes lit up. She was like, really? We've never thought of that. I was like, yeah, they do it at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right.
Really good.
Wow.
So I tried that.
Really make it iconic.
It was an okay visit there. Like, I got the Cuban. She was like, try the Cuban.
It wasn't good. I didn't have a good time there. The cheese curds were great, but everything else, it just wasn't. It's amazing how a burger, because I just got a burger. I went with the classic.
Yeah.
And a burger has so many things on it. It was a burger all the way, you know, everything on it, yet no flavor. Somehow. Really?
Five Guys does that. And it's usually because it's so greasy.
And seeing that would make more sense, but this wasn't even that greasy.
Really?
It was just...
It just seasoned the patty, yeah.
Well, but I mean, like, even the... Like, how does the tomato not have flavor?
Well,
how
tomato's
does the,
not really a flavorful...
It just... It tasted like matter. Like, it was just there.
Space food.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like a... Yeah. Anyway, we ate there, and then it was time.
So we were like, okay, let's head to Biltmore early because we can ride around. We didn't get to do that last time.
Right.
And we were going to stop, ride around, walk around, you know, because you can do that and go all over the property except go in the house.
Our tickets were for 3:15.
Yeah.
It is like 11 o'clock in the morning.
No, it was like noon. We had 2 hours.
It was noon already?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was noon.
Noon or one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't one.
I don't know. Anyway, we had hours. We had a few hours to spare.
Yeah.
So we drive in the Biltmore gate, and you know, it's kind of crazy. Like, you're trying to figure out which way to go. It's kind of misleading. And then, so we're following traffic, thinking that we're going to find a park, or we're going to be able to drive around the whole estate and go where we want to. We end up going to a parking lot where there was no choice but to park.
Really?
But we followed the signs.
Right.
It was like every indication was we were heading to the, 'cause we wanted to drive around in the gardens.
Right.
Because our tickets would allow us to do that.
Yeah.
Every indication was you're heading to the gardens. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're in a parking lot.
And you had to park. There was no getting out of it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So we parked and we take a trolley to the house, which was very nice.
Yeah. And a good thing, too, because the house was 2 miles away.
It was 2 miles away. That's how far the parking lot was.
Jeez.
So we get to the trolley and we're like, okay, well, we're here at the house. Now we can walk around. You can go to the shops. You can walk to the small garden inside the house. So we do that and like 30 minutes pass by.
Yeah.
No.
We're sitting there.
We had like 2.5 hours to wait.
Are you serious?
And we just sat there.
For two and a half hours?
We literally would sit and wonder, well, what are you going to do? Like, we were sitting there, and then we would like, hey, let's go sit over there. And we would move to a different spot and sit there.
Why couldn't you, like, go? Like, why did you have to park?
We don't know. We should have gotten back on the trolley and went back to the car.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know.
Like, we didn't know how long that would take.
Right.
If it would have been worth it and all of that.
Well, not only that, we didn't even know that was an option until one of the trolley drivers walks over to us.
Yeah.
And he was very friendly. This dude loved his job.
Yeah.
Like, he was very friendly. He was like, folks, how long have y'all been waiting? You know, what time do you have to go in? At this point, it's not worth leaving. You might as well just stay there. He was like, oh, well, you know, if I would have known, he's like, you could have got on the trolley and you could have got in your vehicle and driving around the gardens. He's like, all that is included. And he said, but that's my fault for not letting you know. I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, it's okay. You know,
at this point. Yeah.
Right. And mind Jeez. You, all this sitting around we're doing, we have no service.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No. Gotta go.
It wasn't as miserable as it sounds. We really enjoyed sitting there. Like, it forced us to just relax.
Yeah.
And
I can see that.
There was actually a wedding in the front lawn.
Yeah, this really?
People showed up and just had their wedding.
Yeah, they had like a few family and friends, and they got married.
Wow.
She was in a wedding dress, and
it was
beautiful.
Did y'all watch it?
I mean, we saw it. It was far away. Yeah, it was like at the other end of the lawn there in front of the Biltmore.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing happened is we went to that. You know how they have like that area where we bought the food and we sat at the tables and stuff? So we went in there, and I have a bit of a confession to make.
Another?
Uh-oh. Yeah. I didn't even tell Sarah about this when it was going down.
What are you
going
to say?
So I noticed. So I noticed whenever we got there that there was signs hanging up saying all the things that were not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they don't allow you to have guns. They don't allow you to have this and that and the other. And I also saw that we would have to walk through these metal detectors.
Yeah.
And you did. They were literally set up like right there in front of the house. You will walk through it. I had a knife.
Oh, my word.
And so I'm over here like freaking out. I'm like, what do I do? What would...
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want to worry you. And so I'm like, what do I do? And so we're like in here. We went to this Christmas shop. We went and looked in there. Sarah's telling me all this about like the doors or original doors in the stables and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole time we're here, I'm like,
now that you say that, you were very absent-minded.
Well, because I'm over here figuring out, what do I do? What do I do?
Were you really reading that pamphlet, or were you just...
Oh, no, I was absolutely reading the pamphlet. Okay. That was very interesting stuff. But when we were in that store and everything, I was like, what do I do? Then I thought about it. There's no cameras in the bathroom.
No, you did not.
And so
you threw that knife away?
I went into the bathroom, and I threw the knife away.
I've done that. I did that at my mom's graduation. I think I had a knife, too, and I chunked it.
It was just a little bitty. I've had it for a long time, but it was like a little bitty.
Cody.
It's literally the size of a razor blade. It is a razor blade. It folds out. It's a little utility knife that I use at work and stuff. And I was like, there's no cameras in here.
Yeah.
And there was no one else in
there. They wouldn't have let you, like...
I didn't want to ask. I did not want to be seen with this knife.
Because like that Vine, what do you have?
A knife!
Well, I knew they would be like, just keep an eye on the big dude. He had a knife, please.
Right.
You know, like, and I'm like,
large it's, man with this baby knife.
Right. Well, he's got on the hoodie with the big T on it. He's not hard to miss at all. And so, I went into the bathroom.
What?
Threw away the knife.
Cody.
And but look, y'all, it gets better. So before I did, like, no one's in the bathroom, I took a paper towel and I like wiped my fingerprints off
of it.
No,
you did not.
And I threw it in the bottom of the trash can.
I'm dead. This man went full criminal minds over here.
And then this kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
I was standing outside the
bathroom. A police officer came and tapped on my shoulder.
No, it was actually a security guard.
What?
No.
Deceased.
He didn't come tap on my shoulder, but look. I was standing outside the bathroom, and there's like an elevator near. I'm waiting on you to come out. And so these two people that were part of security, they come up the stairs, and the lady says to the man, "Hey, did you check in there?"
Oh,
and she's pointing to the bathroom that I was just in. He's like, "No, but I'm about to go look." And I'm like, I have set off some kind of metal detector. They knew that I was going to do this. Like, something has happened. And so I'm standing there, and I'm like, look cool. Don't say nothing. Like, just look. I'm looking at my pamphlet, and I'm like, oh, look, the Vanderbilts. Like, just being nice. And then the guy comes out of the bathroom, and he, like, looks over at me. Just not as in, like, he was going to say something. But, you know, you acknowledge someone nearby.
Right.
And I was like, how you doing? He was like, good. How are you? I said, I'm good. He's like, good, and walks off. I was like, oh, thank
my
God.
Word.
And so I purposely didn't tell you about that because I was like, I'm going to save that for the podcast.
You can't do any crimes with Cody.
That is hilarious.
And I got away with it too. And of course, I would like to say, allegedly. That may or may not have happened. That was or wasn't hypothetical. Oh,
for the thing going around on Instagram, for legal reasons, this is a joke.
for legal reasons, that may or may not have happened.
Oh, my word.
Man. So,
I'm going to get a phone call from Biltmore.
Right. It's fine.
Well, I mean, I didn't know what else to do. Like, I didn't have anywhere to put it.
Well, once y'all finally got in, did y'all enjoy y'all's time?
We had a great time. We did the audio tour.
Nice.
So they give you these little things that kind of look like old school house phones.
Yeah.
And you walk into like whatever area you're in, and there's like a sign that says number one, dining hall, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You hit the number and you put it up to your ear, and it's like this produced audio experience that gives you
some by the family, like the great-granddaughter of the Vanderbilts. And
like the very first one was of her. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know,
my
great-grandfather built this home to yada yada, and we're, you know, wow. It was very, very cool. And it really opened up, it made the experience to me more enjoyable, knowing certain little things. Like there was a whole, in like, I think it was like the breakfast room, there was a whole door that had been cut out of the wall, because like the wallpaper and stuff's like leather. Mm-hmm. There was a door cut into the wall that I never would have seen, but the audio thing pointed it out and was like, that was where the servants would come in through this door, and it was hidden because of yada yada, and just really interesting stuff that Cody would have never otherwise seen.
Right. It was very cool.
Cool.
It was very neat. Yeah. And so we did that, climbed lots of stairs.
Oh, gosh.
And, that was...
Put in that cardio.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we got done with that, and they had more trolleys. The trolleys would come and pick you up to take you back to your parking lot.
Yeah.
Thank God. So we got on that. We had originally entertained the idea of, well, maybe afterwards we can get in our car and go, you know, do the garden stuff. By the time it was over, we were like, nah. Let's not do that.
Because we still had to drive to Gatlinburg from there. Yeah. So we had what was it? Like a 2-hour drive?
It was about 2 hours.
It was a very beautiful drive, though.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Oh, I'm sure Gatlinburg is great.
Oh, yeah, it was great. So then we get to this, we go to our next Airbnb in Gatlinburg, and it's this camper, like an RV, and an RV park that's like, got over 200 RVs in.
Oh, it was
huge.
It was so...
No, we put in the address, and I was like, well, this will be easy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're numbered. Our lot was, like, number 80, 180.
180.
We get there, hundreds of RVs. We could not find the stupid RV.
And there's no space. There's no space between, like, they're just all, like, crowded together.
Like, some were numbered, some weren't. Like, maybe every 20. No. We're numbered.
And we happen to see, like, we're just driving around. We have no map. We have no point of reference. We have some instructions in the Airbnb where the guy said, you know, he's giving us the directions.
Like, turn right, then turn right again, then turn an immediate left. And we're like, what? Because there's forks in the road.
Yeah.
It was just really confusing. Yeah. We finally find it, and it's super nice.
It's so nice.
Really?
It was like one of the nicer RVs. And so we get in, and just the inside was like...
It smelled so good, and it was cozy. Homey. It was like decorated like a cabin, and it was like, welcome the Do-Its on a little chalkboard.
Wow. Yeah, it was very nice. And the first thing I wanted to know was, where is the thermostat? So I go over to the thermostat.
You said, I'm not about to sweat tonight.
No, we're like, it's just us tonight.
It's just us. I'm literally not fixing to sweat tonight. It's not because we were going to be there for the next 2 nights.
Yeah.
And so, like, I woke up there this morning.
Right.
It's crazy to think about.
That is crazy to think about, but that we woke up there this morning. So, they have a thermostat, but they also have in the bedroom this some sort of RV-style unit in the ceiling above the bed.
Yeah.
And so, I turn it on, got it blowing, and we notice there's a lot of ladybugs in here.
Like there's in the shower.
There's ladybugs in the shower area. I had seen one or two, you know, here and there. But no big deal. They really can't hurt you. They
can bite you.
They stink. Well, they can, but I mean.
Yeah.
I would consider it an honor to be bitten by a ladybug.
Thank you.
Yeah. I deserve that. Hope you enjoyed yourself. So, so we stayed there. What happened Sunday?
We went to the Alcatraz Museum.
Oh yeah, we did. We went to Pigeon Forge, which was really fun. We went to the Alcatraz Museum, had some really cool stuff in there, including OJ's Bronco.
His real Bronco.
Ted Bundy's
real Volkswagen.
They have a sign that makes it clear, they're like, yes, this is, because they said this is the real Bronco. And the reason they did that is because they have other vehicles. Like they had the car that was it was used in a Bonnie and Clyde movie as the car that they all got, you know, shot up in. But some people think that's actually the real car, but it's not. It makes it clear if you read this is from the movie.
But so, it was OJ's real Bronco.
Yeah, they were like, this is it. This
Ted
is
Bundy's
the real
Volkswagen. Yeah, so that was really cool.
That was pretty.
And just like stuff from famous murders, like what was his name? Gacy.
Yeah, he was
John
he was a
Wayne
creep.
Gacy.
Yeah,
yeah, his clown costumes. Yeah,
they had stuff from 9/11 there.
Oh God!
Like they had like a big huge beam that was like it was literally in like a S shape, just warped,
crazy, and just stuff that they had found like a keyboard. It was all just twisted. Basically, it was very cool.
It was nuts. It was that was a good time there. A lot of interesting stuff. They even had stuff from like the Wild West. Like you forget about that time being real, but it was.
They also had stuff from Tiger King, because
really,
yeah, they had. It wasn't just crime. It was like scams.
Yeah.
Murders. What else?
It wasn't just crime. There was also murders.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a lot of it was like educational stuff on like fake products.
Yeah.
Because they were saying like counterfeit stuff. This is not a victimless crime. Right. Yada yada.
It was very educational.
It was very educational. So we did
sounds
that.
Sounds very ideal.
It was pretty fun. We did that. Then we were like, let's go to. There was a place we had went to. When was it? Like the visit before last, where we found this super long bridge that has this body of water that runs under it that I believe is called the Little River.
Yeah.
Because of
Little Pigeon River.
Yeah. We were like, man, we'd like to go back there, but where is it?
Yeah.
Well, I used geolocation data from pictures from there and found the spot.
Yeah.
Like a nerd.
So it was like 8 miles out. So we were like, awesome. So we drive to it, you know, we get
well,
there.
It was 8 miles, but like 35 minutes.
Yeah, because of all the curves and traffic, whatever.
Speed limits.
Yeah. So we get there. We were taking pictures. You know, we're having a good time. There was a lot of people there.
Really an unusual amount of people.
Yeah. Because last time it was just us. So we get there. And I'm like, well, I saw a sign that said, Cade's Cove is 2 miles away. We might as well go. You know, it's two miles up the road.
And so she said that, and I was like, I really don't want to go to Cade's Cove. Like, people are, like, traffic. You see the way traffic has been.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, I don't want to drive there.
And I was like, come on, please. She was just like, we're right here. I'll drive.
She's like, it's 2 miles up the road. We might as well. And I was like, okay, if you're driving, then fine.
Yeah.
So we get in the car. I'm driving. 2 miles go by.
4 miles.
4 miles.
By.
10 miles.
What?
15 miles.
20.
The sign said 20 miles
Are
instead
you
of two.
Serious? Y'all.
So it was like another hour away.
Oh, and
it,
no.
Yeah. And so we finally, and see, this drive wasn't just, oh, let's go. No.
When did you realize?
I realized very soon. I just didn't say anything.
Yeah. Said,
tensions were high. No, I'm just joking. Tensions weren't that high. I knew it wasn't 2 miles once we started going.
Once we made it to, 18.
Right. Yeah. It's like, well, clearly it wasn't 2 miles.
Right.
But see, I had even kind of forgot about that fact. I was just like, I'm here, whatever. I wasn't even thinking about the fact she said it was 2 miles up the road. I'm just thinking about, wow, we're in a lot of unpleasant traffic that's just, it's not bumper to bumper yet. It's just crowded.
It's just crowded.
A
congested.
Lot of people are going to Cade's Cove.
A lot of holiness people or things.
No, actually not.
We saw like two Pentecostals the whole trip.
It was really surprising. It was very surprising. We didn't see very many. But
So we get to Cade's Cove and it's like bumper to bumper, but we're like, well, maybe we'll see an animal or two.
Well, maybe the reason it's so bad is because there are so many animals out.
Yeah. You know, there's chance of seeing bear and all of that. So we're looking out, keeping our eyes peeled. Nothing.
I saw a crow, Tyler.
A crow?
I saw a crow.
Nothing.
A single crow.
I saw, there was technically two, but the other one wasn't as impressive.
So we're like in Cade's Cove, and there's a sign that says exit. It's 5 miles shorter. So we're like,
it's 50 miles.
So we go, we end up getting back into the regular route of things. So we get out of Cade's Cove. We're going. It's like 45 minutes. And then we hit bumper to bumper traffic, not moving.
Well, and what was unfortunate, we had passed that same lane of bumper to bumper traffic on the way to where we had been. And so we knew this was a long stretch of traffic. And so
it was probably, what, 10 miles of traffic.
Yeah.
It was so long.
It was very long.
So my knee was killing me because you're stopping and going. You know, you can't sit your car on cruise.
Right.
So I was just exhausted from all the driving. I mean, we spent how many hours in the car? Maybe like 3 hours in the car total. Jeez. Just from that trip.
Just from that.
Just from going to Cade's Cove, which was my idea.
So then, before we went to Cade's Cove and the whole time we were there, and even up to this point of waiting in traffic, the plan had been, hey, for dinner, we're going to go to Texas Roadhouse, because we went to Texas Roadhouse like 6 times on our honeymoon.
I was like, you can pick what we eat tonight. We've been doing a lot of local stuff, you know, and I've been picking. I was like, whatever you want to eat, that's fine. And I knew who was going to pick Texas Roadhouse. So I'm on board. I'm like, whatever. So we're in this traffic. We're thinking about Texas Roadhouse. We're just going to go straight there, even though I'm like in a t-shirt and whatever, you know.
Well, she had like a sweater thing to throw over, and I was just going to put my hoodie back on, be done with it.
Yeah.
Because the plan had been evolving as things continued to go wrong. That's putting it pretty harshly, but as things continued to decrease in quality, our plans continued to change to try to
accommodate.
Right. Yeah, somehow.
So we finally get to the end of the traffic, and the 10 miles of traffic is caused by a stop sign.
Are you serious?
So you know how getting out of our road, you know, you have to yield to both ways of traffic. That's what all that traffic was from.
Are you serious?
So many people trying to get out of that stop sign.
But while we're sitting there in that traffic, we finally get some service.
Wow, praise the Lord.
So, so Sarah, for some reason, decides to look this up.
I was just looking at how many miles Texas Roadhouse was from where we were.
And she determines, or rather discovers, that Texas Roadhouse in Gatlinburg is shut down.
No.
And he was like, no, it's not.
And that the only ones that we could go to are all in Pigeon Forge.
Where you just came from.
Where we have already been that day. And where we were super far from at this point. And so when I tell you I was crushed. I tried not to act like it, but I was like.
Well, yeah, but.
It's fine. And she's like, well, what else do you want? I was like, I don't care.
So I knew he wanted steak. So we're like, let's go to Alamo, which is a steakhouse there. So we get there. We call. There's a 45-minute wait. So we're like, whatever. We might as well. There's no other choice.
We've already done a lot of waiting today.
Gatlinburg was packed.
It was unreal.
I have never. It looked like New York City. That's how many people were on the streets. So we get to Alamo. And I'm like, I'm not in a bad mood, but I felt like all of that happened because of me. So I'm like on the verge of tears because I feel so bad for making him do all of that. And it ended up, we did not have fun at all. Like it was torture.
Yeah.
So I'm like feeling so terrible. We're like standing on the edge of this river waiting for our table, which was beautiful. And these people were trying to feed the ducks and they were like quacking at the ducks. Then this lady's like, can you make him come near us? Can you walk towards it? So the lady walks toward and then they fly away. I'm like, I was really enjoying those stupid little ducks.
And they flew away ferociously, like getting out of Dodge. Like,
man, so I'm like on the verge of tears. I was so hungry.
And wow. I'm over here
I'm not having a good time.
I'm over here telling her, like, you know, it's fine. Like, the traffic would have been there regardless. And I'm trying to find some way of making it sound better. Meanwhile, I too am dying inside.
He said, I also was on the verge of tears.
And there's no one here to comfort me because she needs comforting. Jeez. And I'm just like, Tyler, where are you?
So we get our table.
Eating meat pie.
Right. We finally get our table.
And the steak was okay.
Oh, man.
It was
okay. It wasn't bad.
When you're expecting Texas Roadhouse.
Well, it wasn't only that. It was just
the buildup of it. Like,
because we have been knowing about this place. We've been to Gatlinburg, what, 4 or 5 times now? And we've always said we were going to go and never did go. Well, now we're finally here. It's been a long, fairly bad day.
Yeah.
You know, far as vacation goes, I'm looking forward to a good steak.
Yeah.
It literally
tasted like we threw it on the grill in the backyard.
It tasted like someone.
And our bill was like $100.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was real. Yeah. I was pretty sad. I mean, I feel bad for complaining about steak, but, and it was not. It was just
nasty.
It wasn't nasty. It was just like, I have made steaks better than this.
Yeah.
You know, and after the day we had, it just wasn't how I wanted to cap off the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I guess when you're on vacation, you're able to be a little selfish. I was feeling a little selfish.
Right.
And I was pretty sad. But anyway.
Anyway, we left there. I was like, you know what? I would really love some fudge because there's so many fudge shops.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's no way you can park in Gatlinburg. So I was like, just drop me off and pick me back up.
So I had to go back to the strip where there's all this bumper-to-bumper traffic. There's like people everywhere. There's
people. Tons of people.
She sees a fudge shop and I drop her off. I go down and like turn off on the first place I can turn. I go into this some type of church parking lot / museum. Jeez. And I went up to this line where you're supposed to go in, pay the guy. He lets you through and you park. I go up into this line and just back out and turn around because I was like, I've got to just get turned around where I can go back and pick her up. And we're texting like, hey,
I'm here.
I'm just now getting turned around.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm here. And I'm like, you need to go to the other side. She's like, oh yeah. And so she goes to the other side of the strip.
It ended up working out really
good. It worked
out
great, but it was just like stress. Like,
yeah, more stress.
Yeah. All I can think about is what if somebody bumps into her, knocks her down. You know, that's
so we get back to the camper and he goes to turn the air on or whatever. And he's like, there's lots of ladybugs in our room. Tons.
Tyler, I have a photo to show you. I'm just going to let you see it.
Oh, gosh.
And I'll post it maybe to our Instagram later if people are interested in seeing it. Just look at all the little darlings there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, look, there's more over here. Just see them all there. And so I'm like, you know what? There's bugs in our room. I'm pretty sad about that, but I'm just going to move those. And so I get the paper towels and I just get down. I just I just murdered all of these ladybugs.
No.
I have a little bit of a confession. I didn't want to. But then I accidentally killed one, and at that point, I was like, it's over.
So this morning, when we were still at the camper, and I was taking a shower before we left, and there was two ladybugs up on the ceiling of the shower. Jeez. So I'm like, they were like sleeping. They weren't moving. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I turn on the shower. I'm taking a shower. Well, they start crawling and moving.
Gotta go.
So I was like watching them, you know, and then they crawled down to the water. Well, they're like in the water, but they're trying to get out the water.
Yeah.
But they weren't flying away. They ended up drowning and going down the pipe. And I'm like, you could have just stayed up there and you would have been fine.
So she comes in there that tells me, and I'm like, that's unfortunate. I literally killed like 30 of them last night.
Poor little ladybug.
But we did let the Airbnb people know about the issue, because obviously they would want to be made aware of that.
Right.
So we told them, look, it doesn't affect us. It doesn't affect our review of the place, but just for your information. And so they were thankful for that. Yeah. And then, we left today and made our way back home and just got home a little over an hour ago.
Well, ultimately, you guys weren't at work the past couple of days.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even...
It was nice.
I was about to say, a bad day is still, you know, still on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
It was everything... Everything was, I mean, even the bad things, like you said, you're on vacation.
Yeah. And it's like, you'll remember that, you know, and like we said at the beginning of the episode, our misfortune is your entertainment.
Exactly. But we had a good time. It was a great time to celebrate our 5-year anniversary. I am glad to be home.
Yeah.
Yes.
On our next trip, I hope to not go to the mountains.
to the beach.
No. Ooh, hey.
We'll see.
Next time, it'll be Tyler with you guys.
Yeah, and Mochi.
But yeah, that was a good time. Tyler, it's time for music.
It is. Let's go. This week's Drop the Bop is called Run. And it's by the Sangari Brothers. We've talked about them several times on this show, and I'm still not confident in their pronunciation.
I always want to just say Sangari.
Same.
But is that
I
want
to say Sangari.
Sangari Brothers.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to get them on the show to rectify that.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I called up to what you said. I was still trying to process the
how name. To say the name. Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, he said that. Yes, I agree. Let's do that.
Well, this song called "Run" was recently released like about a week ago at the time of this recording. Actually, at the time of this recording, it was released Friday.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Super good song. Of course, it's a bop. It's by the Sangari Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
So, of course, it's going to be great. The lyrics, popping, of course. It's talking about, it's basically the story of, it's not the story, but it's along the same themes of the prodigal son.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Nice.
Yeah, time to come running home, all that good stuff. Cool. It's really great. I really recommend you checking it out. There's this awesome part in the bridge where he, like, builds and, like, he just hits that note and it's like, okay, that's what I was waiting on, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it's
I love when that happens in a song. It's like, okay, fulfillment.
Somebody sent me a song to listen to that I'm not recommending today, but, like, I listened to it. I was like, this is good, but I'm waiting on them to hit that note. And it just never happened, you know, but this song doesn't do that. Like they hit that note. So,
so thankful for that.
Yes, definitely check it out. It's going to be in our Instagram story. It's going to be in our highlight, Apple Music and Spotify. So keep an eye out for that.
Absolutely. That was a good time, y'all. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
If you're still here with us, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Appreciate you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast we upload weekly for your enjoyment. If you like that, make sure you subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, feel free to leave us a review. Share this podcast with your friends and your family. As always, we appreciate you. And until next time,
be blessed.